I had a friend of mine that was like studying, you know, voice major or whatever, and he was like, "Oh, you're making this chord right here." And I'm like, "Really?
Chord? What is chord?
Local natives would have you believe that their three-part harmonies, orchestral melodies, and Afro-pop-influenced guitars are just a product of chance. But although the guys might not be trained musicians, you can hear on their debut album, Gorilla Manor, that they're certainly not lacking in skills. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Just a few years ago, Southern California teens Kelsey Ayer, Ryan Hahn, and Taylor Rice started playing music together. They later met up with Andy Hamm and Matt Frazier, and all five guys ended up moving in together to a house that they called Gorilla Manor. It was while living in that house that they wrote most of their debut record, also called Gorilla Manor. Local natives were just another unsigned band until they were one of 2009 South by Southwest Festival's biggest breakouts. Their frenetic schedule there earned them a lot of attention and a record deal. And they told the Alternate Side's Alisa Ali that part of their success followed from one show where they caught the notice of a journalist from the UK's New Music Express.
We played 9 shows out there, and one of the ones that we booked early on through some friends that we had met in Austin earlier that year was at a bike shop. In a really small room with a bunch of great bands, and Enemy happened to be there and wrote a little blurb about it, and it started a great relationship that we've had with the magazine.
Cool. So you guys are like huge in Europe now, probably.
We just toured stadiums in Europe.
Yeah,
it's getting there.
No.
Even Coldplay.
We're still a really small band over there, but it has been nice and actually really interesting that a U.S. festival like South By kind of got us some exposure abroad. And so
what's her name?
I was so confused.
Her name is James.
So it's been nice. Ryan and I started playing guitar together in 8th grade, literally, and we learned guitar from learning how to play Metallica solos.
Yes!
Essentially. So, you know, that's just kind of how things begin, and then we progressed and met Kelsey shortly thereafter in high school and all began to sing together. So it was just, I think, kind of a maturity growing up type of experience that happened with us.
So have you really let the metal go?
Never.
Thank you.
Definitely not. We sometimes tour under a secret name and we just do metal covers.
You won't bust out a little Metallica on your own?
Oh. No, I won't.
I almost did, but then I thought no.
And I've been going down into the river, baby. Listen to the sound, something only God knows. Figure it out, I can't stay. Water's in the clouds, my life's about to change. Who knows? Who cares?
Local natives with Who Knows, Who Cares, and World News. Their album is Gorilla Manor from French Kiss Records. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. And hear more from local natives at thealternateside.org.